Welcome to Loud House Podcast, episode 8. I'm your main host, Dominic, and we have our co-host, Xander.
What up?
Lorenzo.
I think we should cut ourselves and then, like, shake hands on some blood brother shit.
And he's finally back, my boy Chris. And then we have a returning guest, John.
What's up?
Alright, so we got a lot of stuff going on today. First off, we talked about this morning, the Polo Costa incident. What do y'all think about that?
What exactly happened?
He gained weight.
So he went from 185 pounds, which is where he's supposed to be fighting, all the way to 230.
Because he's been chilling.
50 pounds. But he has 4 months to train.
He's recovering from a surgery.
The question is, is he going to be able to be back in actual shape? Like, I mean, yeah, he'll be back in shape, but is he going to be like... How say this? Is he going to either be tired because of the weight loss, or he's going to have more energy when he does the weight loss?
I feel like it wouldn't change anything.
I think it'll be the
he's
same.
He's still going to drop people.
He's made the weight his whole career, bro. And just because he's been chilling, this is major injury in his career, bro. He's been chilling. He gained a little bit of weight. He has 4 months to lose it, bro. Come on, though.
See, the thing with fighters, it's like, these people lose 10 pounds in a day. You know,
they're gonna go up to 30 in a day, bro. Straight water retention.
Like, 4 months, that's too long, if anything.
Yeah, ever seen those documentaries, bro? Like, Chuck Liddell and crap talking about how he lost like 33 pounds of water weight in one day just to make a fight the next day, bro.
See, I believe
so. Weight loss is not a problem.
I mean, it could be.
It's really dangerous, though.
It is very dangerous because,
it's not like he's shredding it all in one fucking day. He has 4 months to fight.
Yeah, he's got 4 months to just, you know, clear some pounds off and just.
That's what I'm saying. It's not even going to
affect how he fights. I don't think it'll affect how he fights.
It's a non-factor, bro.
So, like, is he, like, bulky now?
He's still ripped, but you can tell that he gained weight.
He looks like a heavyweight.
Just on his stomach part, like his lower stomach and like his lower back.
You can tell that he has a little fat here and there and everything like that.
He's still ripped to steal, kill, and destroy. Like,
no doubt.
But I mean, there are some cases that, you know, Cody Garbrandt winning a fight after dropping like 30 pounds in 2 weeks or something like that. You know, after the fight, he said that it was the worst decision that he's ever made because it was bad.
Well, it's not 2 weeks, it's 4 months.
And then some other people, they also said that even weight cutting 20 pounds, even weight cutting 20 pounds is a big struggle as well for a lot of people.
But they can
Paulo Costa is young.
Yeah, he can lose up to 5 pounds a week and still be healthy, bro. So that's not a problem.
Yeah, but still, like, it's still very drastic weight change.
Weight cut. Yeah,
weight cut, and it's...
He's young.
And it's 4 months.
It's not going to change.
That's what he fights at all the time. That's what he's been fighting his whole career. It's not going to change nothing.
Yeah.
He has 4 fucking months to get healthy, bro. It takes, like, 2 months. If he feels pushing hard, he could lose that shit in a month.
I think it could. Especially what happened with the Yoel Romero. They were saying that he said himself was exhausted after 3 rounds of fight. And well,
that's
well, I mean,
they were
we shall see.
Each other.
That was a war, bro.
But we shall see when
you know, is he about to be running for show?
Is he gonna be on his bike?
He's gonna be on his bike.
I'm not even about to cap with you, bro. Acosta's about to drop, man.
It is what it is. That's
he's
what y'all think.
That man's a whole different breed, bro.
He's gonna get humbled the fuck out of, bro. He's gonna go quiet.
Yeah. Or it's just gonna be a really good fight and it's gonna go to decision, or Costa's not knocking him out the first or second
round. If old boy fights him like he fought Yoel, he's gonna lose. Pretty straight up.
And that's one of the quotes that Paulo Costa says, that he's expecting Israel Adesanya to fight like he did with Yoel Romero.
But he's going to have to.
Now, Izzy wants you to rush, bro, so that's the thing. And Costa's going to rush the entire time.
And he's not fighting alone.
Rushing, he just walks you down.
Yeah.
He's not running into danger. Like, he's walking up with his hands up, and he's exchanging
punches. He wants it, yeah.
No, Ben Askren tried to shoot, and then he got kneed. That's...
I want to see that rematch, though, with Costa and old boy.
Yoel?
Yes, bro.
You heard Yoel is facing off Uriah Hall. August 8th. Yep, they have it.
Yoel's about to drop him, bro.
I think Uriah Hall could win that one.
Yoel's about to stand like this.
What's going on with John Jones? Like, leaving the UFC or some
so
crap?
What
or is it for
was,
money?
It was money. It was money problem. They were saying that Hugh...
Warrior Dana, Michael, down too.
Yeah, they said Greg Hardy's with him too.
They said Dana White promised John Jones John to Jones. Be paid like Conor McGregor or Ronda Rousey, but then he was like, "Oh, you're a liar, you're a liar." But then he said after that, he said, "You're the one that made the decision to get arrested and get in trouble all the time. So you're the one that decides
to pay." Yeah, that still doesn't factor into UFC ripping off the fighters.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, Jorge Masvidal was getting ripped off about it.
Cejudo got ripped off. That's why he retired.
No, actually, Cejudo said it himself. No, he was. That's not the reason why he retired. What was it? He just retired just because.
Did y'all hear about the super fight?
He was on. Yeah, he was on the top
of the world, bro. Like,
no, that's true.
Like Amanda Nunes is planning to retire as well.
This was be
for a specific fight. I forgot who he said it was on.
Volkanovski, Alexander Volkanovski.
Which that'd be a good fight.
That'd be a really good fight.
This no, but I think Max Holloway
super fight with McGregor and Silva.
Yeah, that was
but then cool. Silva or McGregor said he's retiring again.
You heard about the
and
McGregor.
Now there's like Mayweather talking trash, saying you are already retiring whenever we haven't fought in inside the octagon gone yet. I think it's all a whole money stunt, bro.
Yeah, that's
a money grab.
The thing is with Mayweather, though, he's going to bring money everywhere.
Someone said that...
drop it if they're fighting, though.
Someone said that, like, after the exciting fight at UFC 250, all the attention was away from Conor McGregor, and then he says, "I'm retiring." So the attention goes back to Conor McGregor. So, yeah. I mean, he's pretty smart when it comes to media attention.
He's trying to grab that attention.
Conor McGregor fucked himself on not getting the big fights because he declined the Ferguson and Gaethje fight to fight Cerrone. He didn't want them fights because he knew he was going to get his ass whooped. He took the easy fight.
I still wanted to see Khabib versus Ferguson.
The only way Conor's going to come back is if...
It was going to be a great fight, and especially...
Dude, Khabib would have demolished him.
But the thing is that there was a thing that they were saying that Tony Ferguson was getting trained by Eddie Bravo. Since November, and if you're getting trained by Eddie Bravo for just ground game, and you know specifically Khabib is going to take you to the ground, it would have been a war in the ground, just the ground in general.
If Tony Ferguson might have got his ass knocked out by Khabib, you never know. Tony Ferguson fights awkward as shit, bro, and his shit got exposed.
Yes,
like against a superior boxer, bro, he's going to get his ass whooped. And
did.
What do y'all think about Sean O'Malley?
Sean O'Malley's cold
as
shit.
He's up next.
For sure, he's
cold as fuck.
No doubt.
I think he's not gonna hold the bantamweight title yet. I think it's gonna be Aljamain Sterling. He's gonna come after that belt.
I think it's gonna take a loss to really humble him. Like, I feel like he's a little bit over his head right now.
He's the best striker in the game, but we have to.
At the same time, I mean, as a fighter, you have to know what you know. What are you? And if you know for a fact that you're a striker, then to you, it doesn't sound like you're being cocky.
For him saying that, though, he's going to have to go out and prove that every time he fights.
And he has. Well, he has all of his... All of his
look at what happened.
Like his hits landed and hits thrown.
In 2 years, he fought 4 minutes in 2 years. All of them were knockouts. Yes. So, yes, he has proven that, not yet really proven because
he hasn't proven it against a top contender.
Top contenders.
Is that why his highlight videos are so short, bro?
Yeah. Yes.
And you know how you cold if you have short highlight videos.
He has like 3 like walk-off KOs. That's like.
He's very technical.
For a bantamweight, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to hold that kind of power. He's just one punch and KO and people.
And I kind of like his attitude after he knocks out somebody. He's like, "Yeah, I expected that." And then he doesn't even like celebrate or anything like that. He just walks off, and you know,
I won. Smoke the blunt.
Don't forget Jesus.
All right, so I think that's pretty much it about the UFC news. That was pretty much it. I mean, except for Amanda Nunes dominating.
She's the best fighter on the planet.
She's not gonna lose. She's not losing.
Yeah,
she's gonna retire.
She can go and fight a man.
She's going to the Hall of Fame.
We don't talk about sharks killing fish, do we? Don't talk about that. Come on, that's expected.
If I was her, I would try and just leave the UFC now for like a different kind of like a different career because she's already
she's already you hit.
Why you already the best? She ain't got nothing else to prove. She's 2 division champs.
They were talking about that.
Paychecks are probably keeping her there, bro.
There was this one fight that everybody was saying that Amanda Nunes might fight Weili.
Oh, the way I see that is if Weili comes up.
Yeah, my baby girl.
Oh, girl.
Amanda Nunes would drop her.
Oh man, Amanda Nunes.
Please don't, bro.
If she could hold 3 belts.
Oh, man. That's UFC like history again.
UFC fighter ever. Yeah. Female, male, no matter.
Yeah.
Be okay with two belts.
Because she already beat GSP Valentina Shevchenko. She already proved that she can beat Valentina Shevchenko.
Now she'll fight for that belt, too.
I thought the Cyborg fight was going to be a good one.
Nope.
Knocked her. Never bought that pay-per-view. Wasted their money, bro. That fight was garbage.
Yeah, it was just a
straight smack. Yes. So, it looked like she was fighting a grown-ass man. You just still dropped it, bro. That was like
an and I think she got in trouble for steroids, I believe, too, after that. Yeah. And got knocked out.
How you get knocked out?
How you have that big of an Adam's apple, bro?
Look at her fucking traps.
Yeah, bro. How you be that's on steroids crazy. And still
if it was to come out that she was a trainee. That'll be wild.
Okay, so have y'all seen the 2K trailer? 2K Madden trailer?
Yes, yeah. Madden is ass. 2K is all ass.
What was this one like spiff thing that like Madden was supposed to be made by 2K or some shit?
Yeah, that's actually happening.
They renewed their contract.
Yeah, but still, that's actually happening. They actually gave them the rights to where they can be able to make it.
I don't think Madden's stupid if they do that because then they're gonna take all their customers, bro.
Nobody's gonna fuck with EA no more because already people already don't like EA as it is.
Some people don't like 2K.
Like in the Madden,
same thing with 2K, but
I fuck with 2K, bro.
Not 2K20.
I haven't played in 2K in so long, bro.
Yeah, that video. 2K20. No.
2K20. That's got. Oh. I hope they fix the game. Ronnie, if you're listening, please.
I know damn well he's not listening to this shit.
Ronnie, please.
But
if the universe sends you this.
I feel like...
fix the game.
I feel like, you know, 2K21 is getting better. I hope.
Is that coming out with the PS5 or is that coming out like for PS4?
Yeah, did you see the beads of sweat on Zion?
They look real?
I mean, they look great. They look great every game. Come on.
I mean, the way...
He broke the rim. It's never been done in 2K.
The way, I guess, the movement is way more better. It's not choppy.
Well, it's just a trailer. We've never had to... Yeah, it's not gameplay.
Still, I mean, it's our first impression, and it's still...
It's just the graphics and, like, player design build, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like, sometimes in movies, you know, they make the trailer better than the actual movie. So
and the movie's trash.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
But then we can say the same thing with Madden. Right?
Madden's just the same. If 2K can Madden's step
just
in...
updated imagine, rosters every game that comes out, bro. Let's be honest.
Imagine...
And more glitches every game.
How can you get better at those graphics?
Yeah, you get
them more. The only thing I really think is significantly different in Madden 21... Yeah. Is the fucking scoreboard.
Just updated rosters. That's it.
Completely. You know, someday it's going to look like we're actually
watching a game.
I wish.
Someday. Maybe not in my lifetime.
Now, what if Madden added like a storyline like the way 2K20 did?
They tried in what? Madden, was it 19?
18 with, 19, but 18 that shit 19. Fell off. It's not cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah the long shot.
You need to be able to play your own career, not fucking play someone else's.
Yeah, and you be able to play... other positions.
They need to have like a superstar mode, like a kind of like how
like a Road to Glory,
like I would say like a 2K. You know, 2K has like a my court.
Yeah,
get like a my field, bro. You can go play seven on sevens with your friends.
I've been saying this.
I was just about to bring that up.
Oh god, you can create your my field. You can do whatever you want.
That'd be great. You can invite legends over, bro.
You walk around with a 99 rated quarterback.
Madden has so much potential.
Oh yeah,
they're sleeping. They're lacking.
They're just trying
to bring back the mini game modes. You know how they had the 40-yard dash or anything like that.
The combine.
They need to bring back the combine for sure.
Yeah. If people complain about it, but they still about to get the next motherfucking game.
They're right.
Bro.
Yeah.
Because the flex happened.
Yeah.
You bring your athletic friends over and be like, "Hey, let's play 2K21."
Yeah.
Bro, you got it. Flex. It's a flex.
Oh man, I think the Madden 21 is gonna be the same except
scoreboard.
They still got.
I've never heard anybody flex over having NBA Live.
No.
Hey, bro, let's play NBA Live, bro. What? Nick, come on, my house. We got 2K.
NBA Live 19-1, bud. You're still stiff, bro.
Stiff as a board.
So, y'all heard about what's going on in the NBA, right?
They're going.
No.
Okay, so what, you got us the information center?
Orlando. So they released the hotels where they're going to be.
Floridians really don't give a fuck, man.
Well, I think everybody knows that news, but I'm talking about the Kyrie Irving news. They're saying that they're not going to play, and what did they say? That they're going to make a new league?
Yeah, Kyrie Irving said that the players should make a league.
And that's all towards the movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that fix, is my question.
I'm pretty sure they donate some of the proceedings.
But they could do that by making a shit ton more money by still playing for the NBA, bro. They'd make a lot more money from the NBA.
Yeah, because they're not guaranteed to have that money when they build that league.
And there's a bunch of fucking rent-a-center leagues now that are ass and aren't popping, and there's still great players that went from the NBA to go play there, and the market value is still garbage.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a great idea for Kyrie and Dwight Howard, but
Dwight Howard can't talk.
This ain't Orlando.
He's
man.
Part of the LGBT community.
Hey,
so we'll
start over JaVale McGee.
Hey, JaVale Cole, man.
Yeah.
We played him in 2K.
Cole,
what is
JaVale, like a 6-point career average?
Hey, man.
Hey, but those blocks, blocks a game, like 4.
Yeah, hop on 2K. I'll run tall. I'll run the tall lineup with the Lakers. Tell me how good JaVale is. JaVale is. He's cold, man. I'm telling you. You grab boards. My man faked an injury. Came back in and then dunked it. Who does that?
Bro, so the Rockets,
Paul Pierce.
So the Rockets, Daryl Morey. He said he's really expected.
He said what? I'm sorry.
So Daryl Morey of the Rockets, he said we should win. The Rockets should win. That's what he's saying.
Should win what?
But Daryl Morey always says that.
He always says that. He wants Harden to have a better career. Like, that's what he said. He said he wanted him to be the greatest player. He said, I'm going to worry about Harden making him the greatest player. That's what he wanted to do.
Cap, you got freaking Russell Westbrook on the team, man.
It all depends.
The way it sounds like, if the Rockets have a failed season, they're trading Russell Westbrook.
That'd be so dumb.
I see them.
Not really.
I see them firing Mike.
If they could trade him for like two or three good core players.
No, you gotta.
I
see them bringing in a different new head coach and running a new system, running a new scheme.
Tom Thibodeau.
Because don't y'all base the whole team around freaking Harden, bro?
Statistics. Mm-hmm. That's what we base on. Harden and statistics. That's what we base on. We think, if we shoot enough threes, we're going to beat them because we shot a lot of threes.
But
that
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's like, if it's about the consistency where you can be able to hit mid ranges or hit the layups or everything like that. Just hit those short shots and get you those 2 points like quickly, and then go back and play defense.
Yeah.
But instead, we're just chunky threes because statistics says we're going to beat them if we shoot more.
Let's talk imaginary. Giannis to the Golden State.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You imagine?
Dude, the next 10 years, that man will have a ring on every goddamn head.
That's not happening.
Be the next Bill Russell.
Man. A healthy Clay, a healthy Steph, and fucking Giannis.
Getting LaMelo.
Hey, LaMelo. You can't really say he's cold yet until he plays in the league, bro.
You couldn't pick up. You couldn't, like.
They're going to put Giannis at center.
They bring Giannis at fucking point and just let him ball handle and crash down like a run, like a rim run, and pass out to Curry and Clay and let them drain that bitch.
But I still think it won't happen. It will never happen with Giannis.
I think Giannis is about to retire in Milwaukee, bro.
Yeah, because he's too competitive. He doesn't even work out with
people. Home, bro, this entire time.
He doesn't even work out with anybody else except for his teammates in the summer workouts. So, I mean, like, that's competitiveness right there.
Where's LeBron retiring?
L.A.?
He's probably in. Yeah. I'd say about 2 more years.
I'd say he'd go back to Cleveland.
He's gonna wait until his son.
I say he go back to Cleveland.
Year. I think he'll sign like a 10-day contract and retire at Cleveland.
Yeah, that's what he's gonna do.
Like Andre Johnson did with the Texans.
I don't see that happening.
Where's he retiring, Chris?
Cleveland.
I say Cleveland. His son's gonna join the league, right? Like that one video that one time that we discussed about how he's gonna wait. Then he's gonna like trade AD for his son to come play in LA. They're gonna play a season together, and then he's gonna retire in LA, bro.
He's retiring in Miami.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually. I mean, right now they have a good team for a while though. Miami. I mean, Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero.
Bro, they have a great young core.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam Bigelow.
I mean, that's a pretty cool team. And they still have a Hall of Fame, which I honestly think a Hall of Fame coach, Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, he's cool.
Because he had bad teams and still made it to the playoffs. He had Hassan Whiteside and an old Dwayne Wade and made it to the playoffs.
Old Dwayne Wade's still cold, though.
Oh, no, he's still cold, but still, like, you know.
How old is he? Because LeBron's still playing, bro. He's still cold as shit, too.
Remember, Dwayne Wade came out of college. LeBron came out of high school.
I think he's a year older than him?
Mm-mm, no. Dwayne Wade played 3 years.
The same class?
College. Yeah, they joined in the same class.
Yeah, they were drafted in the same class.
Yeah, they were drafted.
So Dwayne Wade's like a couple years older.
Yeah, about 3 or 4 years older.
Let me fact check that real quick.
But, I mean, what do you think is going to happen in NFL?
What do you mean?
So, like, all these draft picks, everybody, even including the coronavirus that's going on with the Texans and the Cowboys. Oh, man, that was, I heard a lot of the posts saying that, you know, this is the first time the Texans are going to win something after beating the coronavirus. I started laughing, bro.
He's 38.
Who, Dwayne?
Yeah. LeBron's over, like, 35?
Yeah, so 3 years older.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure LeBron's about to play until he's 40, bro.
I could, the way he looks, he probably
I could see him playing, like, the way he is now for 2 more years. Mm.
But being, like, kind of like a, not a superstar level, probably like a star level, just like a leader on the team, he probably going to be going for, I don't know, how many
LeBron's
years.
LeBron's always
going
to be a superstar.
Yeah.
It's LeBron.
I just mainly think he's going to be playing to 40 because how experienced he is in crap, bro.
How dare you compare
LeBron to Vince Carter,
the career of Vince Carter to the career of LeBron. Look at what happened with Michael Jordan. Went to Orlando, still a superstar.
Orlando.
Oh, no, my bad.
Washington.
Yeah,
my bad. No, it was not.
Bro, cap.
Okay.
Man, well, brought a whole fan base of basketball fans to baseball.
Oh, cool.
Bro.
Yeah.
But he kind of sucked at baseball.
So. He did, but he brought fans. He brought fans.
But who do y'all think is going to win the Super Bowl in the NFL?
Though? Me.
Okay.
Probably the motherfucking, what's their names again?
What colors do they wear?
Mahomes.
Oh. Kansas City?
The Chiefs are definitely about to win again.
Yeah, but who's going to be representing the NFC?
Seahawks.
Me.
DK Metcalf. I already see the New Orleans Saints losing in the first round to Minnesota Vikings.
Bro, they lose every year.
Yeah.
I don't even know why they always lose to the Minnesota Vikings.
How do y'all feel about that Drew Brees crap going, bro?
It was so stupid.
He just kept his mouth shut, bro. Stupid. He lost so much fans because of that dumb shit.
Like
he lost a lot of support.
He lost, yes, like, bro. That, the whole thing, the whole situation went right over his head.
And, bro, he plays in New Orleans, like, bro. Why would you say shit like that?
That's like a primarily black state, bro. Like, you are tripping.
Why would you say that in New Orleans, bro?
It's like, it's such a stupid move for Drew Brees because, like, it's...
It didn't,
so
it was,
ignorant.
It was kind of like disrespectful too, because it wasn't even the question that he was asked. He just went about, "Oh, this is what I believe."
Yes, bro.
Like, nobody asked you what you believe, my guy. They asked you about what do you think about the current situation.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro.
There was like a comment that I they posted in the Texans. They were talking about like JJ Watt taking a knee or something like that, and this lady was like,
"Don't speak for me."
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Facebook, the fan page that I had an argument with another girl, another old lady. And what did she say? And she said, "Well, that's it for the Texans for me. If JJ Watt does that, you know, I'm not supporting the Texans anymore."
Bro,
and I put in a comment.
You
I said,
"Buy one jersey a year. They don't need your money, dude."
I told her, I was like, "Bro, like, why do you hate this? Like, they're protesting on innocent lives. Why are you hating this?" And she's like, "Well, I'm just sick and tired of paying, and they're protesting during the national anthem and everything like that." And I was like, what? Like,
that's where you get, like, the biggest, you'll notice
Mm-hmm. It's like that's their stage. That's what they're gonna use it. Like that's a platform that they got to raise awareness.
Natural. That's their platform. That's probably the best way. Yeah, it's probably. The best way to raise awareness.
It's their natural right. It's their Second Amendment. That's what they're supposed to do.
Second Amendment is the right to bear arms.
Oh, yeah, the First
Amendment. You dummy. But either way.
Hey, you don't talk to
me. And, like,
but it's still in there. It's like, it's their natural rights to do that. And then she had a problem with that. And I said, well, so then did you agree what Drew Brees said? And she's like, I didn't agree what Drew Brees did. Turning back on his family, saying that, you know, all of a sudden somebody crying about him, what he said, and then change his tone and everything like that. Mm. He said all this generation is about is bitching and moaning and everything like that. And I said,
that pisses me off.
I said, hold up. And I said, bitching and moaning? No, he said something very ignorant. And it's like, so like
trailer park trash type ignorant.
Imagine
bro.
This. Imagine people still believing that this movement's about disrespecting the flag.
Yeah,
bro. Really, the way I look at it is, if you take a knee, it's like you're taking a knee for the fallen soldiers, bro.
That's what
it's like taking a bow. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I would think it's more respectful to bowing for it, but that's not the case. It's for the police brutality and shit, but like, I don't find it disrespectful for taking a knee, bro.
Yeah, no.
In my eyes, that's more respectful than, you know, what I mean? Just this. Same, like,
it was
you're bowing, bro.
Whenever it started, it was never disrespect to the flag.
And it then after that,
that there was an equality and that there was something wrong and that he was gonna kneel so it was changed.
I bet Kaepernick is happy right now, bro. Everybody's jumping on
the actually band. Doing a lot of things.
Nike. Yes. Nike's been getting a bunch of slander lately. Like, people really believe that they're a racist company. My God, they sponsor Colin Kaepernick. They help fund this movement. Like, come on, man.
Even Roger Goodell's trying to get Colin Kaepernick back in the league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But after...
I feel like it would be that man's though. Still cold, bro.
If the coronavirus and all this shit happened, and they could actually bring the players in and, like, test them out, you know, shit like that. Actually, like, go through, like, a little camp with them before they just sign them, then it would be different. There would be a lot more players signed already, but since they can't bring them in and, like, you know, speak to them, like, face-to-face type shit and show them around the facility and show them, like, if they fit in with their roster, then they're not going to sign them.
Look, I'm sorry.
It's different because everything's virtual.
Black Lives Matter. But Cam Newton gets a contract before Kaepernick.
Bro, Cam Newton's going to play in the XFL.
He better not. I'd be so pissed.
Dude, same. Cam, I'm not Newton giving up on you, baby.
I'm not giving up on you, Cam.
Like, Cam if he had some good offensive weapons...
If he had a good
O-line.
A good
O-line, a good O-line. But he did have a good offensive weapon. He had DJ Moore. He had Christian McCaffrey. Yeah,
yeah. Christian McCaffrey for one year.
Yeah?
1 year? No, he had him for multiple years. No, it's just some of them he just got hurt.
He was injured. That's not having him.
Yeah, that's true.
We should have picked up Cam before we did Andy.
Red rifle, Andy. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Y'all are getting controlled by Jerry Jones, so what do y'all see?
Yeah, he's white supremacy all the way.
But the old lady was commenting, and after I said, like, you know, saying the ignorant stuff, she was like, I don't want to say this. Oh, I didn't watch it on purpose. Like, it was on my screen and everything like that. And I was sitting there and said, well, you can watch a 1:55 protest on the freaking national anthem, and you don't have to pay a dime. And she's like, "Well, it wasn't on purpose. I swear, like it's not. It was like 5 seconds, and I could care less." And I was like, "Yeah, whatever, dude." And I just stopped talking to her about that.
You should have told her. You keep talking shit, man. I'm gonna kiss you on your forehead in front of your husband.
In my opinion, the only people that can literally feel a little bit of disrespect is the people that are actually inside the armed forces. Not people at home complaining about it that aren't out there fighting every day. But that's not the point, though. But, like,
even
they can
people,
feel a little bit of disrespect.
But they're not even being disrespectful. Yeah, that's the thing, though. Yeah, they're not getting disrespected. They feel like they're not getting disrespected,
like,
because
they're what it's
fighting.
About.
They're fighting for us to do this.
Yeah.
So
and more than half of our army is fucking minority fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 400 years we've been here, it's fucking the black population is all throughout the army, bro.
Yeah.
Black it's people just, are like the main fucking 3 or 4 rows on the front lines, bro. It's straight fucking black and minorities.
It's just
it's less ignorant if it's coming from a person that's in the military to talk on it saying it's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's somebody at home that just has Facebook fingers and commenting this and commenting that, It's like, bro, that's ignorant as hell.
I remember they were saying on the comments saying that Bill O'Brien was going to kneel, right? And they're like, oh, we should fire him right then and there. And we're sitting there thinking, bro, like, he blew 24-0 lead. He traded DeAndre Hopkins. He traded Jadeveon Clowney. Y'all said, don't fire him. And as soon as he said that he wants to kneel, oh, this man got to go. Like,
I don't even necessarily see it as a bad trade. I think it all worked out. And I bet you everybody that's talking shit now, when the Texans go somewhere this year,
They're gonna be really quiet too.
For the Texas offense, this is gonna be the most versatile offense. David Johnson. It's not just throwing to DeAndre Hopkins anymore.
Huh? Yeah. All right, just making sure. I'll call you back. Bye. Oh wait. Text me. I'll call you back.
What was that?
This chat. From the army.
Oh. How does he feel?
It's all right. It's all right. Damn right. Hey. Mine's is fresh out of camp. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. But the people that find the Black Lives Matter movement ignorant or kneeling during the freaking... national anthem, disrespectful, bro, then they're racist. Yeah. Straight up racist, bro.
Y'all been seeing the Houston protesting, right? What's going on in Houston protesting? Yeah. I've heard a lot of stories in the Houston protesting. They were actually, like, peacefully protesting, and then the Houston cops started shooting rubber bullets, throwing, you know, like, throwing some unnecessary shit at them.
Tear gas.
They started throwing shit at them back.
What?
Yeah, and they started, like, cornering.
Fighting back.
Cornering people, and they're Houston? Just protesting. Yeah, Houston.
They're protesting peacefully, and they're just fighting the peaceful protest.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Like, back whenever, I'm not even about the cap, bro. Like, back whenever I was, like, 14, I kind of felt pressed about the Black Lives Matter crap. But ever since I've been, like, of course, whenever you age, you gain wisdom. More knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, like, now, you see I've been seeing ahead. Posts, like, all lives matter, or some shit like that, doesn't matter until Black Lives Matter too, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's the best way to look at mm-hmm. it, bro. Like,
yeah, I had a...
They're not saying only Black Lives Matter.
I had a good friend, Wesley Wilson, that's his name. Mm. I was very ignorant when I was in my freshman year, and I said all lives matter.
Yeah, same.
And he pulled me aside, being where he didn't get offended. He was just he knew that I was kind of ignorant, and he pulled me aside, and he's like, all right, look, this is how I'm going to explain to you. The reason why we're saying Black Lives Matter. All right, let's say a scientist was trying to get a cure for AIDS and found the cure for AIDS, and some guy just walks in and said, and you got to cure cancer too. All cancers matter too. I was like, well, chill out now. Let's fix the AIDS first, and then let's get into the cancer later on. And ever since then, that's just been stuck with me. And he said it even before all this stuff happened. So and ever since then, I've been supporting ever since.
And what I don't like, bro, is that, okay, so George Floyd was murdered, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're pulling up so much crap saying he was a crackhead, he was a porn star, he was a bad person. Just because he did that shit does not mean he deserved to die, bro. Yeah, no, like, that makes no sense.
No, they shouldn't even bring up their past and say, this is the reason why they should die.
Yeah, nobody deserves to die, bro.
No matter, I mean, maybe if you're a psychopath and a murderer and a killer,
maybe
shit,
you're
the way I look at it, bro, that's playing God. No, that's not my vibe.
Yeah.
So, you will be in prison until the day you die?
I believe eye for an eye. I believe that if you murder somebody, you should be murdered the way they were murdered. So, like, if you cut somebody's arms off and then you slice their throat and hung them and stuff like that, you should be doing the same
thing. But the way I look at it, bro, is, like, if you kill somebody for killing somebody, you kind of put their pain away. Because I'm pretty sure if you kill somebody, you're going to feel that for the rest of your life. Just imagine sitting in a jail cell thinking about how you went to prison for killing somebody. But so it's like a mental prison just sitting there, bro. So I think that's a lot more painful than just killing somebody for killing somebody.
I can kill somebody and not worry about it.
Alright, no, that was a great podcast episode. I'm about to announce
it. See y'all the next one.
If Chris doesn't get to it.
Chris don't get to it,
yeah. So, yeah, no, all this, and still, everybody's still trying to hate, still hating on people protesting on innocent lives. Yeah. And that's crazy to me.
In the end of the story, all lives matter.
And don't do drugs.
Whatchamacallit?
There's no...
That doesn't count if black lives don't matter too, big baby.
And they simple. Accept the fact is
simple.
There's no such thing as racism except for the human race.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't like to be considered white. I'd rather consider myself Dominic Hayden Flager. There's no
ethnicities, big baby. It's the human race.
Shut up, whitey. So, how do y'all feel about what we've been doing for podcasts? So recently, you know, we just hit, what is it, 275 likes on one of our posts? On the Tyson Fury and the... And the
you had 275?
275.
Damn! Okay.
They're all bots. They're all bots, by the way. You know, I paid for all of them, but, you know, I was playing. But, yeah, I know, like, we're trying to start off this YouTube, too, as well. The Funny Moments stuff. We got Lorenzo raging. And Chris saying the F word a lot. I can't even say it. I mean, it's not, I mean, you could say that, but, you know, the other F word. But, yeah, no, like, ooh. we have a YouTube channel coming up, and, not coming up, but we already started. So, we're trying to play as much as gameplay as we can.
We're trying to make sure we get a video at least out once a week. Once, you know, Dom gets better on his edits, we'll be able to start getting to his videos out a week.
Well, we're about to have a video out tonight.
So that's two videos this week.
Hey, man.
We're trying to get a video
that
a day.
That is the funniest shit I've seen in a minute.
And, yeah, no. Chris.
We're, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, we're trying to get a video out every day. Right now, I deleted 2K because... Recently, we were all pissed off about it. Chris hitting a wide open layup, but hitting the just backboard. So bottom of the backboard,
I swear
bro.
To God, bro. I'm wide open, and this is the rim. I gotta go like this.
What the hell, bro? You should
have
just held Twitter.
So I deleted it, and I said, I'm just gonna wait until 2K21 for all that crap. No.
It is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
And then we play World War II, and we're about to start Modern Warfare as well. And recently we just...
We're going to record a advance... I'm tripping.
Modern Warfare. Modern
Warfare Warzone.
Yeah.
Warzone. We're going to release a duos video tonight.
Yeah. And we're also going to try to release a video on and when we're playing Affected, if y'all Zombies want to. And we already have that out, but we're going to have more out coming on that. I'm gonna get better in that.
Nobody.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit. Nah. But yeah, no, we're trying to get Warzone out, and we're also gonna try to get Infected where everybody has a reaction with me, Xander,
dude, that's the
Lorenzo
funniest
and Chris. Thing. Oh man, I can't wait for that to be honest. And then we have some other people that's gonna join in for the gaming too. I mean, John, could you?
Like what games? All the games y'all just stated?
Basically,
probably whenever the PS5 comes out, because I'm nuns about to waste money on the PS4 right now.
Yeah.
Especially World War II is free right now. Soon.
Yeah, World War II is free for this month, and if you have Plus, so that's why everybody, we all got it right now playing it. Mm-hmm. It's a good game. They released
Wait, hold on. Don't we have it on disc?
Huh?
We have it on disc.
We have it on disc, so we can
we give
it to
you that. If we can find it, do you know where it is?
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
He doesn't have a PS4.
Oh,
yeah. Like I would have to. I'm waiting for the PS5 to come out to start playing games. And shit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can't wait for the PS5. I'm definitely trying to save money. Me and Lorenzo's trying to find a place to
can
live.
Can you pre-order it yet?
Not right now.
Not yet.
Later on, maybe.
Probably a little bit before Christmas.
Well, it's supposed to come out during Fall Out.
It's coming out November 20th.
Oh, okay.
That's basically Christmas, bro.
So like you'd probably season. Be able to
that's
pre-
basically like Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah, but like, so y'all can catch me. A month later, it's Christmas, bro.
Y'all can catch me camping outside of GameStop by Walmart, November 19th.
November 18th at 1 a.m.
But, yeah, no.
Why don't you do it November 18th?
You're going to have to be there, like, an hour early before that bitch opens.
You got
to
be there 5 days early before you...
Bring your tent, boys.
Hey, there's a Walmart right down the street. Let's go get something to eat, bro. I don't think
people would really be that crazy for it. Like,
trust me.
To be standing outside.
Dude, for people for a pair of shoes. People for a pair of shoes, they wait at least 2-3 days. Sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen but the first, like, at
6-10 hours.
They posted some at Tanger. People were, like, camping out, like, 2 days for some Jordan, the Jets of Jordan store.
Yeah.
I want to call up GameStop in advance. I'm going to be like, hey, man, y'all better have them on deck.
Y'all got layaway? No.
Might as well go to Best Buy. I have a gift card for it. Take off $20.
Start investing now.
Just keep buying Best Buy cards.
But,
I would wish.
You always don't set up payment plans.
Yeah. But we also
got this on a payment plan.
Except for me, you already know.
Y'all take EBT.
But we're also gonna have another people coming in for gaming. Matthew Medellin and Fernando Lopez is gonna be
Medellin.
Medellin.
That's how I pronounce it. Like Medellin or something?
No, Medellin.
Medellin.
But, yeah, they're going to try to come and play Advanced Warfare, but Modern Warfare with us and everything like that on the Warzone and Infected and everything like that. So, I don't think there's... Oh, no. We're going to start vlogging. Or not vlogging, but we're going to start IRL basketball clips. Every time we play basketball, we're
just letting y'all know we too cold out here.
Zenner, be quiet.
You need to chill out. Zenner, you didn't pass the ball. You did not pass the ball.
It's been the loudest podcast.
I'll say Chris was our last game MVP. You already know.
But yeah, no, there's gonna be an IRL video now for that.
I got blisters on my feet.
And then we're also probably gonna start doing reactions or voiceovers and stuff like that for that too. Start like reacting to like smaller YouTubers, not reacting, but like
do song reactions, bro.
Smaller YouTubers, like one subscriber.
We are small.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, why I said small, not. No, we're not gonna react. But
how
like
your sixth sub today, bro.
Sounds alright. But not like that. Like I guess
after that video dropped today, it's been a boom though.
Oh,
yeah, it's just funny,
bro. I think what we're gonna do is like, you know, like Jimmy High Roller, how he does like statistics and like talks about like what's going on and what like type of facts and stuff like that. I think we should do that since we're that type of, you know, group that we talk about sports or we talk about, you know, other things that
we need,
you know,
a catchy song.
A catchy song, yeah. Yeah, we definitely do. Jesus Christ, I knew somebody was gonna do it. But yeah, and then that's pretty much it. That's what I see what's going to happen. I mean, that's all I can see. That's what we're gonna be doing. I heard that you said at Subway that you wanted to talk about Tyson Fury and AJ.
Oh yeah. So my standpoint on it is, I believe AJ has a chance. Like, people are really riding him off so early. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it could go either or. It depends on who shows up, who has the better night. That's really
my standpoint. By the way, shout out to Eduardo for putting that comment saying, it says, he said Fury. I said, Fury's a great counterboxer, and I really believe he could beat AJ. He said, in addition to that, we've seen Fury get dropped and keep his composure. AJ quit.
Whenever Fury got dropped.
Oh, yeah?
Whenever Fury got dropped, that should have been the end of the fight. Go rewatch it, please. That,
he wasn't
like,
down for that long, bro.
He was out. He was
me legs.
Out.
Me legs are strong. Me legs They're strong. Strong. Me legs are strong. That man was not out. I mean, yes, bro, his
you
head was
You can see
pinching,
his head flexing,
but
he was out.
His legs weren't... noodling. The way I look at it, it's going to go to decision.
He got hit with the hand of God.
Yeah.
The way I see it, someone's getting a concussion.
It's going to go to decision.
Of course, it's a boxing match.
He cheated.
CTE's their middle name, bro.
He patted his gloves. He cheated.
Have y'all seen that video, bro, where the glove's not all the way on his hand or some shit? Whack.
But, yeah, no, that guy commented on it.
Indecision, for sure.
he commented on it, and Lorenzo looked at it at Subway. He's sitting there just fuming. He's like, I don't believe in that. And I was like, what? I'm like confused as hell. And he's like, that comment that did that dude.
They weren't posted. Ready to cut one of the heads off of the three-headed dragon that was ruling the heavyweight division.
And I'm not even about the cap. I'm only saying Fury because I'm one of those dick riding fans, bro.
Like Fury, AJ versus Vladimir Klitschko was the best heavyweight, one of the best heavyweight fights I've ever
but
seen.
But Fury bullied that man, bro.
If he can turn up like Klitschko, he did for that
Fury
fight,
bullied him.
They sparred before. Before AJ was AJ, they were sparred before. I think it'll be very interesting considering that they know each other's styles. It's gonna be a great fight. I think. I hope.
And when you said that Tyson Fury got knocked out by Deontay Wilder and he should have been injured, it's kind of like that situation with Michael Bisping versus Anderson Silva.
Yeah.
When Anderson Silva knocked him out before the
end
of the round.
They weren't ready to cut off one of the heads of the three-headed dragon, I'm telling you, man.
And then Anderson Silva whooped him through the whole entire fight, and they still give it to Michael Bisping because they were in the UK. End of story. I believe that that's the reason why he won.
I still think Fury wasn't knocked out, bro.
I
mean,
I
like,
think if Fury gets
cause he held his hands up and he yanked his arms down, and it was still resistance and shit, and his legs weren't all wobbly. Of course, his mind's out the fucking.
I think
he got hit by a black brick. Of course, that dude's not.
If Fury gets caught like he did against Wilder, like he got, if he gets caught by AJ like he did against Wilder, he's gonna get KO'd because he was getting. He was getting really solid shots off Wilder, and he's not technically silent. I mean, he just loads up that right hand, and it's a very, you know, predictable when he's going to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tyson Fury's way much more technical, throws a lot more feints, and he's just a better, you know, all-around boxer. Tyson, I mean, Wilder would be a very great boxer if he would have put, you know, some technicality in his striking and not just, you know, jab, jab, right hand.
Yeah,
it's true.
But you never know. Fury could just wrestle the man down and get his ass tired, like he was doing with the Wilder, like hugging him, getting him tired and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That could be another thing, but AJ's a Greek god, so he's probably not about to get tired because of that shit.
Who are we talking about?
AJ's a Greek god, so he's not about to get tired if, like, Fury leans on
him
and shit. He's not going to get tired from that, bro.
Yeah, Deontay was tired from the ring walk.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
40-pound wish costume.
Yeah, he was tired.
All right, that's
you walk 10 yards with 40 pounds on you. Tell me how you feel.
So is that pretty much it about boxing and everything right now for today? That's it?
Yes.
All right, so pretty much I can't think of anything else where we can talk about, but you know the last segment.
We're going to go glassing.
No. What is our song of the day today?
I think a lot of people are going to have the same
song.
Song of the day is The Bigger Picture, Lil Baby.
Yes, sir!
Because everyone.
I'm going to go Hobson. That's dumb right now. No, it's The Bigger Picture. If you don't think it's Lil Baby's new song, you're racist.
What about I say Joey Badass All American?
You're racist.
You're racist.
How's that racist?
Because it's not Lil Baby.
You said you never heard it? It's the whole album.
Clip.
But the song is Devastated. Joey.
You need to clip that. Kick a motherfucker's foot.
Why are your toenails going under your toe, boy?
Yeah, this is when we ended. Alright, and that's it for La House Podcast Episode 9. I mean, well, have you decided what song you song of the day for today? For you, John?
Lil Baby.
Lil Baby. So yeah. Everybody is unanimous.
That's been the song of the week, or the month, Big Baby. Almost a month.
So everybody says Lil Baby, and I'm the only one that says Joey Badass. Yes. Devastated.
You're stupid.
How's that stupid?
Because he's racist.
Bro, how's that racist?
All right, we'll see y'all later. All
right, that's it for Fire House Podcast Episode 9. I'm signing off.
I'm serious about it. Just cutting our hands. We can make a pact here.
All right, y'all. Later.